Yeah.
You'll pull out all the stops right now. You flip the arancini.
Just dab, dab, dab.
If we're shiny, just give a little cue. Yeah, the dab.
Hi, I'm Barry Conrad, and this is Banter with BC. And today I'm here with actor Courtney Clark.
What's the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
So let me think of something really awesome.
Okay.
Which I don't have. This is a terrible one. I once was like joking with a friend about like absurd things. And then I was like, whatever, man, I'd lick that car. He was like, no, you wouldn't. And I was like, well, now you've said I wouldn't.
You did it.
I did go lick the car. And I remember the car. It was a bright yellow Jeep. And it was parked on the street. I was walking towards that car with instant regret. I bet you've never licked a car.
I have not.
Yeah, can't put that on your CV.
How much stuff was on the...
It's pretty clean. Like, it was a bougie car.
Okay, almost.
Like, it was like, that car's so clean.
I don't feel bad for you then.
I'd lick it.
It's good.
Wait. I want to hear your most spontaneous thing.
I booked a ticket to Bali and went, like, the next week. That was on a whim. I had stuff on. I was like, you know what? I've never done a solo trip, never been to Bali, ticking it off doing it.
Why? What made you go?
For some reason, I thought I won't get the chance to be in.
You in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Wakes up, I'm never going to go to Bali.
Book. Yeah.
I'm going to Bali.
I did it.
That's a good one.
It's not as cool as like licking a car.
You're right. When it comes to cool,
you know?
The car licking, hence the cool radar.
It's all really good and tuning.
So many things, my friend. I'd say I'm like okay at a lot of things. Like I'm an okay cook. I'm an okay musician. When it comes to bad, like terrible, so I play guitar.
You're good. I've seen.
I'm really not. Like when people say like you can play guitar, I'm like, I actually can't. And if anyone like if anyone could play guitar and they would have watched me play guitar, they'd be like, that girl can't play guitar. So I kind of wish that I had more nimble, fluid fingers to be a really good guitarist or like better rhythm. What I currently have is like a lot of passion. So I'm like, yeah, Taylor Swifting the shit out of my mate. Like, yeah. How about you? What's something you're not good at?
Surfing.
You're not a good surfer.
I tried 3 times to surf.
Just three?
Every single time I've tried to learn, and this is not a lie, I've got caught in rips. I don't know if that's a sign, like I'm not supposed to surf or circle back later, but I want to learn how. You know what I mean?
Can I check? Do you mean like you did 3 6-week intervals?
No.
Or do you mean you went out 3 times on your board? You went out 3 times on your board?
Yeah.
In the same week?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
You're not going to learn how to surf that way.
Well, I need to learn how because I live near the water.
True.
In my head, I'm a really good surfer. Like I should be able to do that.
That's all that counts. If it's in your head.
It's not.
In your head, I flew out of an acrobatic thing of Hugh Jackman's and sung Frozen. So, you know.
Same, but different.
Same. Yeah.
But yeah, that's my thing. Cut you if you want to though.
Okay.
Why don't you pull out your phone after you get it into your mouth?
All right. Good. I hate phones. Okay.
Tell me what the last thing you Googled was.
That is so rude. That is so rude. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to check. I'm going to just...
You're going to see?
Okay. This is not too bad. This actually makes me seem very classy. Marie Antoinette. Because...
Why?
Well, my friend sent me a meme and was like, you're basically Marie Antoinette. And I was like, I don't know who that is. So I did have to Google her. Marie Antoinette was the last queen of France before the French Revolution.
Can confirm she's not lying. I'm impressed. You know, she actually did it. Nice.
Return the favor, please and thank you. These are the rules. These are the rules. Come on.
Oh, wow.
Whip it out.
Oh, man. Why did I ask that question? This could not... I was looking up the right way to talk about rigs, you know, aerial rigs. You were talking the Hugh Jackman situation.
That's chill.
I mean, it's pretty tame, but I was...
Well, it's so tame. What's your one before that?
Like, what do UK mobile numbers look like? Because I was getting this weird spam on my WhatsApp.
You're getting like a weird call?
Yeah. I mean, that's what you...
Please send money to... Desperate need of help, love your auntie.
Reminds it to never ask that question again because...
I did Google how to spell suffice, which is terribly embarrassing. Only because I was sending an email of which I was like, I don't want to look like I don't know how to spell suffice. So it was really a personality lie because I don't know how to spell suffice. So I had to just up my game with Google.
That's good.
Yeah.
Survived another day. question. It's very dangerous.
These are really, that was a very dangerous question.
Hey, Connor, you're the first one that I've actually used that on, because I thought, I better like feel the vibe.
That was a good one.
Is she gonna do it?
Will she play? I have the challenge.
But your face was like,
what's the most common Google search?
Yeah, I think we should.
What? I mean, like, it says YouTube.
Okay, well, that's boring.
Anticlimactic, sorry, everyone. Weirdest. Oh, I've got so many annoying things. And I'm not so bad with this anymore. Like, I'm a bit more, like, whatever about it. But I used to not be able to go to sleep without socks on.
Why?
I don't know. I think it was like, you know, no matter what else, I needed to have socks on. Another one would be like cutlery in our sink. Like, I wash everything except the cutlery.
If you were my housemate, I would not.
Yeah, my poor housemates. We've got this like a soup pan, and we've got like 40 knives and forks and spoons in there.
Yeah.
I just keep putting like boiling water and detergent, but I never actually do it.
Just chuck it in.
Yeah, what's yours?
Wiz, does anyone ask me this back? I don't think so.
Why is no one asking you back?
I've got one. What? When you eat something really good.
Oh, what do you do?
Okay, I have to first, it can't be.
Please try the ragu.
I have to actually try it. Yeah. It has to be for real. That's actually a really good one, but we'll see. But this is.
I feel like I'm a master chef now. Rated out of 10. You've been eliminated.
Yeah.
I will not come back here for my banter.
Yeah. Some?
I'd love some.
Very good, 10 out of 10 cost promo.
Yeah. Very good.
You're welcome.
Trending.
I got you.
I got you.
What is it? Is it beef ragu or lamb ragu? Oh, you're going to do it.
You're not a vegetarian or anything, right?
Yes?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh my God.
So it'd be very.
So many jokes I could make that I will not.
Ja, 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 ja.
Because I respect the vegetarians and vegans.
Okay, here we go. I feel like this music's very conducive to the moment, like it's kind of building up.
The tension is palpable.
Yeah, like I actually thought.
So good.
Is that what he does?
That's really good.
Is that the habit?
That's really good.
Let me try. Wait.
That's really
good. I'm doing you here. You ready?
That's the proper way to do it. I just kind of punked into my mouth.
They're all here to see
you. I just would have had more hair flick.
You got to do the so good.
Oh.
There are okay.
Take two. So good.
That's actually really funny. And now I've got my weirdest habit too.
Yeah, that's your weirdest habit.
Yeah.
I love that.
I just can't not do it. But if the food's not good, people that know me know. They'll be like,
oh. Because you're not doing the so good.
What's a life challenge that you're most proud of? Conquering.
Yeah. Ooh. Wow, that's such a good question. I actually think heartbreak. I do think that heartbreak is something that slaps you out of the blue, awakens you to a part of yourself that you probably never wanted to know. And I think it's also like, it feels like you're gonna die. Like I think when people have their hearts broken, well for me, like you feel like you're going to die, like there is no other side of this. And I think that is sort of a challenge that's not going into it with a high spirit. Like, so I think that the conquering of it is more powerful. Yeah. Was that a little bit?
No, it's good. It's
not much. How about you?
Yeah, I would say losing my second mom to cancer, that was really hard. At that time, I was, you know, a bit more maybe religious, I guess, and that sort of changed everything for me and how I saw all of that stuff. And I was doing a show at the same time, so it was like a catalyst of everything happening at the same time.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the space to work through it at the time, so it was really hard. I have now, but it's taken a long time to conquer it.
Yeah.
I guess you need the valley to have the peace. It's just you're always going to go down or up. It's never going to always be.
Mm-hmm. And it definitely makes you who you are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely helped shape me.
Yeah. That's a really beautiful one.
Thank you. What has been your biggest rejection in life?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I love these. It's so vulnerable. There are so many. Why have I gone so meta? Again, maybe a little bit existential. I do think that the biggest rejection that can happen to a person is of yourself.
Mm.
at the end of the day, if you don't like yourself or you despise yourself or you don't think you're good enough or all of the things that most of us kind of know, I think that's like the hardest place to be, because you definitely feel like no one gets it and that it doesn't really matter what people could say, like it doesn't make a difference. Because other rejections, they come and go as a big wave, but that one is like probably the worst, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm trying to reach for that last bar of Whittaker's coconut chocolate at the store and someone has to reject me by grabbing it first.
Oh my God.
Like, what? That's not.
Do you backslap that person?
You know what I do in my head? And this is like, she's an old elderly lady.
Take courage to that elderly lady.
Have you tried that?
And tell her who that Whittaker's bar belongs to.
Have you tried both, the slap?
The back slap? Never tried a Whittaker's, the back slap.
What do you mean?
I've never tried one.
Okay, no.
In fact, I don't actually know what it is.
If you go to the grocery store next, go to...
Oh, the gold wrapper?
Yeah, that's...
I have, actually. They do like coconut wrap.
Yes.
Yeah, I've had that.
It's really good.
It is pretty good. It melts and you got all that like grit left over. Mm-hmm. Love it. Yes. You know what I said to that? So good. So good.
I like getting tossed to it.
Yeah. The hair's about of it now.
What's your favorite Aussie song from the last 2 years?
That is such a hard one. Like, forget existentialism. This one's like asking your favorite child. I would have to say Matt Corby's new album dropped a little while ago.
Nice. I haven't heard it yet.
There are so many phenomenal tracks on that. I've seen him live as well, so I'm just like, oh my God. I think there's one called For Real or something that's like chef's kiss.
He can sing. That guy can sing.
He can sing. He can play all the things. He's got like a soul that really just like bleeds all over that stage. Yeah.
He goes there.
He goes hard. The Corbs. I think he'd mind me calling me.
We'll tag him and see what he says.
Let's get t-shirts, matching t-shirts. The Corbs. Yeah, I will. Get ready. I'll wait. Oh my God, I listen to so much Australian music. I used to work in a recording studio and...
Which one?
It was called Soundworks.
Yeah.
And like Boy and Bear would come in. Australia's kind of like grunge, true musicians. Mm. You know, they'd be like, we're not getting paid that much, man. Like, we all got families, we've been struggling on tours and stuff, but like, our hearts are here, you know? Like, and that means something.
It really does.
Mm. How about you? What's your favorite Aussie song?
Man, I would say Nairi. She's a friend of mine as well. She's an artist, amazing. Mm. Her last album was absolutely incredible. She got nominated for like 5 arias.
Whoa.
She's like been at it for like ever.
Mm.
So to see someone...
Long slog. Yeah.
It's like... It's so satisfying. It's like, you got there. It's awesome.
What's her story? Where's she from?
Papua New Guinea. She's always had like a futuristic soul kind of sound. Mm. Her voice is incredible. I think you'd like her stuff. It's
really
She writes all her own stuff, co-produces it all.
Check her out.
Yeah, she's really good.
Okay, Barry.
Mm.
What's the best food on this table?
I'm not even going to lie, but my next question was...
Yeah.
Your all-time favorite food.
Sprayed. So. I hope you got that on camera. Let's do one of those sprays all over the focaccia, which means I'm claiming this.
Oh. No. That's all right. Do you have
I do. It's got my biscotti all over it.
My favorite food on this would have to be, hands down, that...
The ragu is a 10.
And then I want to say this is like neck and neck.
The arancini, yeah. Did you get some fries?
Have you tried that situation with the zucchini?
I haven't.
Flour?
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Okay, I'm ready for the zucchini
and
flour.
Dip situation in that.
That also right looks chef's kiss.
It's a very, very, very good food. And this is my round 2, by the way.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Where do you put it?
I mean, places.
My trombone shoulder.
Places. We had a different pasta last time, but...
We had pasta earlier. You're doing a carb load.
I'm doing a carb load.
Hit the GYM in the morning.
Yeah.
Mm.
What is your all-time favorite food? Big day of filming, you've kind of been pretty like disciplined or whatever, hadn't had any sleep.
Yeah.
You know you're going to have like a night off, sleep in the next morning. What
like
are you
a Saturday
ordering?
Night.
Yeah, what are you making or ordering?
Like, you don't know my absurd obsession with food. Like...
Tell me.
I just love food so much. I just got back from Melbourne and like all we did on that 4 days was eat everything. Like there was a day, people, where I ate like 2.5 croissants to myself in like a very short period of time. And there were Loon croissants. Have you ever been to Loon in Melbourne?
No.
get wrecked. Go to Loon.
I'm going back there soon.
Go to Loon.
Okay.
It's right. You'll get wrecked. For every cuisine, I have a favorite thing.
Okay, this is more specific. Like go-to food that you know is always going to make you feel good. You know it's always a win. It's a 10. What's it going to be?
Like, I genuinely feel like no matter where you go, the burrata is always good. You could have a bad pasta, yeah, but you couldn't really have a bad burrata. This is like a 1 a.m. snack.
What?
A homemade granola bowl with like 10 different fruits, coconut yogurt, buckwheat, coconut, like all the things on it. And a little scoop of peanut butter.
All right.
Hits hot.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah.
I eat it out of the jar.
What's your go-to? Your hands down always.
I share your love of food, and Wes will attest to this. Everyone yeah? who follows me probably knows at this point that I'm obsessed with food.
You could only start this because you really wanted to eat.
Yeah, pretty much. That's
free
the,
food. That's what thing. I need a pitch with three food.
Okay, one of my favorite all times is soul food. So like fried chicken and waffles, candied yam, collard greens, mac and cheese, but not like store-bought in New York. Like,
yes, little. 10 cheeses.
It's 10 cheeses, yeah. Family-owned, standalone restaurant, not a franchise, real specific room.
Yes.
Really good.
And like $7.
Yeah, $7.
You know, like.
And massive portions.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not with inflation as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$7.50.
$7.50.
One of my favorites.
Touche.
But those there's so many, like there's so many.
Me. Then it's a thing. Now it's a thing.
What's your most embarrassing or a embarrassing moment that you can remember?
I'm like the person that can't think of things on the spot. Okay, focus. Sorry, food. I don't hold shame very well. Like, I don't really, like, you know how most people don't embarrass themselves because of the shame thing? Like, no one wants to feel that way. Yeah. I don't really feel that thing.
You don't?
No, I probably do if I really went to a psychologist, but realistically, not really. I will happily embarrass myself regularly. However, one time I embarrassed myself. Can you go first?
I like it, just segues straight into
yeah, I was throwing you under the bus while I shape myself. Yeah.
One thing that I can think of off the top of my head, there's a song by Usher, You Remind Me, and he does the bridge. I went to sing the note and I just cracked so.
Where were we when this happened?
New Zealand on a tour. I was part of a singing, dancing, breakdancing crew. Heaps of people, there was a vibe, it was like halfway in, and I just confidently went up to that note and I cracked so hard. And I cried backstage afterwards because my ego was that bruised.
Oh,
but
no.
Laughed afterwards.
It's good if people laugh.
I mean, it's funny.
It's worse if people are like, why did you stuff the note, man?
But I was, I had my imaginary tail between my legs for sure for the next 10 months.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I guess like mine would have to be like, oh, I embarrassed myself today. Who are we kidding? This is what I mean, I do it all the time. I was at the hair salon and I was sitting in this chair, like the ones where they like put you back and they like massage your head and stuff. Saw something on my phone and I was at this appointment with my very good castmate, whose name is also Courtney. And I was like, hey, Court. And then I was like, the girl behind me had to be like, that's not Courtney. And I was like, what? It was a random stranger. Like, we've all done it, but like, it's a random stranger. But the most uncomfortable part was that this stranger just ignored it. Like, if that were me, I would be like, but she was just like,
that's more awkward.
So that was kind of embarrassing, I guess. Like, a little bit, you know?
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. I can picture that happening in my head right now. After that, and then after the...
One of the many things, you know? Yeah. The spit in your... Yeah, well, next time I'll aim better.
Which actor would play you in a movie about your life?
Emma Stone or Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, one of those girls.
Which one? They're both shortless, but who gets the role?
Oh, I'm shortless. And how they audition. It depends, like, the tone of the film. Like, who's directing the film?
Quentin Tarantino is directing it.
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah. So that's a different choice.
Quentin Tarantino directing my life, though.
But if he is.
No one gets murdered in my story. Let's hope. Do a double zoom.
Yeah.
Like, a powerful, honorable story about something with, like, fierceness, but also lightness, but also simplicity. Then we go Jennifer Lawrence. If we were going playful, theatrical, maybe the romance elements, you know, maybe Emma Stone, because she's, I'm maybe not quite an Emma Stone, but I do think she might capture my thoughts in a unique way.
Nice.
That's so pretentious. It was like the most pretentious thing I've ever done.
I love seeing you, the thoughts unfold while you were chewing on the
chair. Like a little kid.
About it. Yeah, it's good.
How about you? And I will pick your director, thank you.
Michael B. Jordan. John David Washington.
Only those two? Narrow it down. Who takes the cake? Let me choose your director.
J Dub.
Does the director count?
J.D. Dub.
J.D. Dub.
I love that there's just so much subtlety in what he does. Not everything's performative.
What if, like, Wes Anderson were directing it?
Oh, man.
You know, we're taking a left turn over here.
I still thank him.
Yeah?
Over Moped, I reckon.
Okay.
I'm going the right way.
It's your party. Yeah. That's a good, I'd show up to that party. Yeah.
Right. Which American director who's worked with Brad Pitt and Kurt Russell was quoted as saying, I like that I will leave a 10 film filmography, and so I've got two more to go after this.
He's American?
Yeah.
He's only doing 10 films?
Yeah.
I don't want to say Quentin Tarantino, but that can't be right, right? How many films has he done?
That's correct.
That's right?
Yeah.
Instinct.
Got it.
So good
at myself.
Warrior Stars and Dare dates which actor who's also famous for playing a Marvel superhero?
I didn't know they were dating, but it's the young kid that plays... Does he play Spider-Man? I haven't seen the Marvel ones, but his name is not Tim. I can see his face. What is it?
Tom.
Oh, Tom Roland. Roland? No.
I'm gonna give it to you. It's Tom Holland.
Holland. So close. Yeah.
The 2017 Oscars. Which film was accidentally announced as the winner for Best Picture instead of Moonlight? This is a big moment.
I have never watched the Oscars, which is so bad. Every year I want to like pop champagne and put a robe on and watch the Oscars. Like, I don't know, but I will know. What is it?
La La Land.
Oh, it was La La Land? That's heartbreaking. I do remember this.
Sorry, I thought it was Moonlight.
No. Your worst nightmare would be not thinking you'd won the Oscars and not having won the Oscars.
But what if your name got called out and they said, sorry, Courtney, you're not? It's like, that would be...
What would you actually do?
What can you do?
Pass out.
Courtney Clark, thank you so much for coming to hang on Banter with BC.
Thank you.
And having a chat with me and making the time. Really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure.
If you love this episode of Banter with BC, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Thanks for watching, and we'll catch you next time.